This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Nearly two decades ago, Rodney King famously asked, "Can't we all get along?" For many, that question still rings true today. Although race relations have improved in some respects, there's no doubt that whites and blacks view the issue differently. Today, we conclude our series on race with a look at whether people of two races can really get along and be close friends. Devin Friedman is a senior correspondent for GQ magazine. The self-described nice white boy set out to make some black friends because he, quote, didn't have any, and he was writing an article for his magazine.
The idea was sort of to talk about the accepted segregation of society and the fact that, you know, on a personal level, I work in a pretty white corner of a pretty white industry. And as I got older, I just sort of felt my world getting narrower and narrower. And I just felt like I got to do something to get out of this little corner where everyone's looks exactly like me. And so I decided to do something stunty. I probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for an article, but that was sort of what was behind it.
What method did you choose to go out and seek your black friends?
Well, the first thing I did was I put an ad on Craigslist, which I feel like is a great social experiment of our time. And so I put an ad out on there, and I also put some flyers up in Harlem and some neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
Did you ever have a moment where someone saw your flyer or saw your ad and was like, oh my gosh, you're such an idiot?
No, that didn't happen until after the article came out.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a ton of responses on Craigslist. I think people probably just saw it and thought it was a weird curiosity. And, you know, I didn't want it to be, I'm putting on my anthropologist hat and I'm going into Black America and I'm going to tell you what Black America is like. Because it really wasn't about that. It was more about there are lots of different, you know, cultural bubbles that we live in, and the Venn diagrams often don't overlap. And for some reason, we don't seem to care about that anymore.
Almost every day, I see some newspaper article that has sent some reporter to some place where someone is having a racial moment, you know, whether it's some old steel worker or some young hip-hop kid.
Racial moment. That's funny.
You know, and everybody wants to know what people are thinking about race.
It's a racial moment versus the senior moment.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can have many types of racial moments. But what were you seeking to tell in exploring what was by nature a racial moment if you inserted race into the idea of this is why we're interacting?
It's a totally imperfect experiment because you shouldn't really, if you want to make friends, you really, the best way to do it is not really to put an ad out on Craigslist. And if you want to get outside your world, the best, you know, you shouldn't go out and be like, I would like to have a black friend. You know, it was supposed to be a little bit absurd, but it's supposed to have a little bit of truth underlying it. But, you know, if you look at the difficulty of, I mean, that sort of points out the difficulty that's implicit in all sort of interracial interactions. If you are not aware of racial differences, that poses a problem. And if you're over aware of racial differences, that's a problem. You know, I mean, look at the difficulty that Barack Obama has had throughout the different phases of his candidacy. Is he going to be too black? Is he not going to be black enough? I mean, he's sort of done this amazing job of threading that needle, I think.
What did you get out of this? What did you, not your readers, not, you know, the people who you sat down and talked to, but what did you get out of this whole experience of doing this article?
A, which is something I knew ahead of time, was like, man, this is a thorny issue that's, you know, there's no way to sort of, for me to thread the needle in a way that's not going to piss somebody off. And B, a lot of times, you know, black people are forced to, or have to live in the white world more than, you know, say a white person has to live in the black world. You know, it's a lot more normal for a black guy to be the only black guy at a party than it is for a white guy to be the only white guy at a party. So from my perspective, I would go to a party for this story and I'd be the only white guy there. And I'd be like, well, this is a different situation. It's pretty worthwhile to see it from this side.
You end this by saying that making black friends is easy and then going on to tick off a few things to do, like, is it okay if I touch their hair? No. I personally agree with you on that one. But what do you really mean when you say making black friends is easy? What constitutes easy? What was it that you were afraid of, perhaps, that you were disabused of by the time you actually did this experiment?
I think that it can be pretty intimidating for, again, for especially for white guys who are used to being in their comfort zone to sort of get out of it, and they're going to say, well, you know, and also it was also a little tongue-in-cheek. Making friends is easy. I just am trying to say, like, come on, and it's not scary to get outside of your own world, and it's pretty worthwhile. And I actually think, you know, there's both is and isn't an idea of black culture. You know, there's on one hand, it's you know, being black in America is a big part of our cultural history and our in American history. And I sort of make the point in the article that if you're not familiar with that world, especially speaking to like places where they, you know, you couldn't even make a black friend if you wanted to, if you're out in certain rural areas in America, that it's sort of, you know, you don't really understand the history of America then, or you don't understand the culture of America.
Well, Devin, thank you.
Thank you.
Devin Friedman is a senior correspondent for GQ magazine. His article, "Will You Be My Black Friend?" is in the November issue.